So this is Tapta Darshan 2009, January 25th. The symmetry is from Satvata Tantra, chapter 4, verse 64 through 73. It talks about sharanam, surrender. Surrender, sometimes sharanam is translated as shelter. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, the Gujarati Vaishnavas that worship Sri Nathji in Nathdwara, Rajasthan. Of course, they're all from Gujarat, but they come there to do puja, elaborate worship. You've ever been there? Nathdwara, Rajasthan. Very beautiful deity of Krishna, black deity of Krishna, holding up Govardhan Hill. So these are nice verses. These are, because here, this word sharanam refers to surrender. There's a conversation between Lord Shiva and Narada Muni. Lord Shiva said that they were having some discussion one day, Lord Shiva and Narada Muni. Narada Muni asked a question to Lord Shiva. He said, can you explain about surrender? What is this concept, surrender? We say, Prabhu, surrender to Krishna. You have to surrender. It's Janmashtami festival coming up. You have to surrender. You have to help me surrender. This word is used. Your mother says, you have to surrender. Your father says, you have to surrender. So in the answering of this question, Lord Shiva explained there's three kinds of surrender. Kaya van manasam sakshat krishne parama purushe parinishtashrayam yadvai sharanam parikirtitam. Lord Shiva said, taking direct shelter of Lord Krishna with one's body, words and mind is called surrender. So this is a definition of surrender. What is the definition of surrender? Kaya van manasam sakshat krishne parama purushe parinishtashrayam yadvai sharanam parikirtitam. Taking direct shelter of Lord Krishna with one's body, words and mind is called surrender. Well, sometimes we surrender our body and we do some devotional activity, or even we become initiated devotee, but still we haven't surrendered our words to Krishna. You are initiated, but we talk so much nonsense and prajalpa, talk about politics and sports and boys and girls and teachers and school and all kinds of useless things that don't really increase our knowledge of God or awareness of God or attachment to God. So ultimately, the ultimate issue there, they don't really promote the cause of the soul. So that means that our body may be surrendered, maybe we're wearing Kanti Mala, we've taken Vaishnava Diksha, we have Guru, but we have our own lives also. Diksha was a small part of our lives. We surrendered momentarily or briefly, we obtained Diksha. But then as far as surrendering our mind and our words to Krishna and to Guru, we're far from that. So it's quite a broad and all-encompassing definition. Kaya, which means body, van, which means words, and manasam means mind. So first he defines it. Lord Shiva defines surrender, sharanam, to Narada Muni. Then he describes there's three types of sharanam. Etadvai chividam proktam veda vidvir dvijotamam pratamam madhyamam shrestam kramasha shrinotam mune. O best of brahmanas, those who know the Vedas say that surrender to the Lord is of three kinds. Pratama, the initial stage, madhyam, the intermediate stage, and shrestha, the highest stage. O sage, now please hear of these one by one. So it's interesting, if you think about life, when you think about this world, everything is divided into threes. Threes are everywhere. Everywhere there's threes. Why? Why is that? Why are the threes? When we're talking about the material world, everything's in threes because the material world is controlled by triguna. Trigunamayi, trigun. Trigunas are tamagun, rajagun, and sattvagun. These are three, these are transmutations of the Lord's energies. So this tamagun, rajagun, sattvagun. You can say that tamagun represents existence, inertia. And Rajagun represents passion or pleasure. And Satvagun represents maintenance, or goodness, or Vishnu, you can say. These are maintained by input of knowledge. Sambit. Sambit Shakti, Satvagund. Ladini Shakti, Rajagun. And then Sandini Shakti, existence, is Tamagun. You can say like this. Because there's three energies, right? Three, three, three. Because the quality of Tamagun is non-movement. So the earth is, as our existence is based on the earth. And that's like the earth of Vrindavan is Sandini Shakti. It doesn't move. It moves, you have an earthquake. Movement of the earth is Rajagun. Movement is Rajagun. But everywhere there's three. Krishna has three energies, Sandini, Samvit, Ladini. And the Jiva has Satchidananda, Sat means existence. What type of existence? Eternal existence, Sat. And it's Chit. Chit means knowledge, awareness, consciousness. Chit means Samvit. Then there's the bliss potency, joy potency, the ability to be happy, to experience love or to love or be loved. It's perverted in the material relationships. It's purified in spiritual relationship with God. So that's Anand. So everything's in three. So the whole material world's in three, the three energies. They're mixing and mixing and combining together. A little Tamagun, a little Rajagun, a little Sattvagun. But basically there's three. So that's why everywhere you find three. There's poor people, there's middle class, and there's rich. There's high-class colleges, there's middle-class colleges, and there's cheap colleges. There's high-class medical schools, middle-class and cheap, isn't it? There's the really costly clothes, designer handmade clothes, and there's middle-road clothes, and there's clothes you buy, used clothes on the street somewhere, 5 rupees, 10 rupees. So, and the same thing with surrender, there's three levels of surrender. There's average surrender, there's better surrender, and there's first class. So it's pratam, madhyam, and shrestha, the highest, best. Now what are these, what's here about these three different stages and what they represent? Lord Shiva said, dharme tirte cha devado raksha tvam agat itaha yad buddhir nishtitam krishne kriktam tad pratamam smitam. This is level one. This is stage one, stage two, and stage three. So stage one of shelter. The conviction or belief that following religious principles, going on pilgrimages, dharma tirte to devado, and worship of the demigods will protect one from the reactions of past sins is considered the initial stage of surrender to Krishna. Pratamasharanam. Pratamasharanam. So there's three characteristics of this initial stage of Sharanam. So I'm surrendered because I believe that I'm surrendered to God. I believe that following religious principles is a good thing. I should not eat meat, and I should not gamble, and I should tell the truth, and these are religious principles. I should not get intoxicated. I should go to holy places. I should go to Radhakund. I should go to Vrindavan. I should bathe in Kumbh Mela. I should fast on Ekadasi. Going on pilgrimages and worship of demigods will protect me from reactions, my sin, reactions to my sins. So this is the beginning level. So it's pretty motivated shelter, motivated surrender. But at least it's going in the right direction. Tirtha Yatra, religious principles, and worship of higher powers, of devata, deva puja. Now this is the second stage of surrender, sharanam. Kalatra putra mitreshu dane geha gavadishu yan mamatva shrayam krishne kritam tan madhyamam sritam. This is the madhyam level, middle road, average. The conviction that one shall give to Lord Krishna one's wife, children, friends, wealth, cows, and other things that are one's property is considered the intermediate stage of surrender to Krishna, stage number two, madhyama sharanam. Kalatra means wife, putra means children, mitreshu means friends, dana means wealth, geha means house, and gavadishu means beginning with my cows and other wealth. Mamatva shrayam krishne kritam. You think he has mamata, Mamata means a sense of possession, ownership, that Krishna is mine, that I, my Lord, oh my sweet Lord, my Lord Krishna, my Lord Ram, oh Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Krishna. So he has a conviction and a sense of possessiveness of the Lord. And he feels that what he has, the possessions he has actually are possessions of God. I belong to God, my wife belongs to God, my house belongs to God. Conviction or belief that one's family and all the people connected with him and his wealth and other things, all his property, they're actually, they should be offered to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I am a servant of God, my wife is a servant, and this property has been given to me by his grace, and should we all be dedicated and offered to him. This is a second level of surrender. So this is more personal and more correct understanding in terms of philosophy, that actually, and what is it? It's all his. Everything is at mercy. It's all been given by him. So it should be offered to him. Mm-hmm. The first level of surrender is just, let me get free from my sins. I don't want to suffer. Sins make you suffer, and punya makes you enjoy. Punya karma gives you happiness, health, beauty, long life, money, fame, name. That's punya karma, punya fal. But papa karma, papa fall, simple activities, good sinful reaction, ugly body, disease, allergies, difficulties, bad teeth, bad eyes, bad ears, not much money, poor education, improper family situation. So these are different types of results of bad karma. So the first level of surrender, pratama sharanam, these three levels of surrender, this is basically selfishly oriented, that I have these sinful reactions and I want to avoid them. So I'll go on pilgrimage, I'll follow religious principles, and I'll worship the demigods because I want to be protected from any sinful reactions. But the other one, the second level, of madhyam, or the second level, of second stage of surrender, which is higher, is that I want to dedicate my wife, family, everything. I have mamata, Bhagavan mamata. I have a feeling of that Krishna, God or Bhagavan is mine, that I belong to God. And all my property, whatever property I have in my hand, wealth, cows, house, or property, and my personal possessions, my wife and my children, kalatra putra, mitreshu, my friends, my dear wife and children, they are also actually possessions. They belong to God. Although I don't have possessive feelings for them. I feel possessive feelings for God, so I'm surrendering to God and encouraging them to do the same. So this is a more selfless mood of surrender, that you're not so selfish. I am suffering for my sins, so let me worship demigods, go on pilgrimages, and follow religious principles, and follow Ekadasi, because it says if you do all these things, you get free from sins, you become happy and healthy and all these things. So that's the second level of surrender. So now, let's stage three of surrender. Deha davatmano yavad atmatva shayanadiyat tat sarvam krishna padabje kritam sheshtam prakirtitam. The conviction or belief, firm belief, that one shall place at the Lord Krishna's lotus feet one's very self, one's body, and everything one possesses is called Shrestha, the highest stage of surrender to Krishna. This is the highest stage of surrender. This is Parinishtitam, firm conviction. Like the second one, what's the difference? The second one, it says that he believes I should give to Krishna my wife, friends, wealth, other things that are one's property. So it's very interesting. He's giving everything but himself. In the second stage of surrender, he has wife and property, house, wealth, animals. He thinks, actually, all these persons, my wife, children, friends, my money, cows, it's his, it belongs to Krishna. I should dedicate them to Krishna. I should give them to Krishna. But he doesn't say anything about I should give myself. fully dedicate my mind, body, words, everything. So now... Then this final level, Shrestham means the topmost, the perfection. And now he's saying, the other one is I should give to Krishna. Krishna Kritam, I should engage them or offer them to Krishna. Here he's saying that I should. Tat sarvam Krishna padabje kritam. Krishna kritam. Here he's saying I should put myself, I should put my head at Krishna's feet and my possessions at his lotus feet. Pad, padabje, lotus feet. My body and everything I possess is called Shrestha. So that means it's 100% surrender. Mantan, dan, Krishna samarpan. So this is the highest stage. So Lord Shiva goes on. Tavas miti vadan vacha tateva manasa vidam tatstanam ashitastanva modate shanagata. Whether by saying with one's voice, I am yours, tavas, tavevasmi, tavevasmi, whether you say with your voice, I am yours, or you have the mental conviction that you belong to the Lord, or you actually dedicate your body to Krishna, one who surrenders to the Lord rejoices. So he's saying that this is what happens if you become Sharanagata. One who is Sharanagata, he's amodate, he's modate, he's very happy. On whatever level you surrender, if you say with your voice, oh my God, oh Bhagavan, oh Lord Krishna, I am yours, I surrender to you. Or whether you have in your mind, you think, actually, I belong to God. I don't belong to anyone in this world. I actually belong to God. Or if you actually dedicate your body to Him. Ishvaram tadadinam cha taddharmam cha sanatanam hitvan yat ashrayam tasya vastuto neva jishyate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotees of the Lord, and devotional service, aside from these three, a surrendered soul sees no other shelter. So these are three forms of shelter. We heard about the definition of surrender as shelter. Ashrayam. We have three shelters. Ishvara. The Ishvara, Krishna, the Supreme Controller, the Absolute Truth, who's controlling every atom of creation. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. So this is one shelter. God is my shelter. And what else is my shelter? Bhakti, devotional service, and the devotees of the Lord. These are the three shelters. Bhakti, bhaktas, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan, bhakti, and bhaktas. There is no other shelter. Etach charna sampano bhakti man purushottame punati sarvabhuvanam vridhistan stena chitena sa. Such a surrendered soul, filled with devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and carrying the infallible Lord in his heart, purifies all the worlds. So this is the Prabhav, a Sharanagata Vaishnava Prabhav, the effect, the influence of such a personality. So punati sarvabhuvanam. Punati, like we say, punya. Punati means to purify. Sarvabhuvanam, all the planets. Ridhisthen achyutenasa. Because standing in his heart, Achyuta, the infallible Lord, the infallible, ever-dependable Lord is taking shelter in his heart. So this is such a surrendered soul. Bhaktiman Purushottame. He is etach charna sampano bhaktiman purushottame. He's filled with devotion for Purushottam Sri Krishna, and he is so powerful. The effect of a surrendered soul, he can purify all the worlds. Tasmad bhakta drite vishnor dehopi neva tat priha kim u tanye vibhutyadya paramananda rupina. Only such a devotee is dear to Lord Vishnu. Nothing else is dear to him. What are the Lord's blissful potencies and opulences in comparison to that devotee? And then it's interesting because these six characteristics of surrender are spoken of also by Lord Shiva, and this is Sattvata Tantra. They're spoken of in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other places. These are six symptoms of surrender. Anyachcha srinu viprendra sharanagati lakshanam anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya vivarjanam rakshishyati vishvaso Gupchitve Varanum Tata. Atmanikshepa Karapanye Shadvida Sharanagati. Please, here are some other symptoms of surrender. The six divisions of surrender are, first, Anapriyasi Sankalpa, to accept things which are favorable for devotional service to Krishna. Pratikulyasya Vivarjanam, rejection of unfavorable things, the conviction that Krishna will give protection, the acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master, full self-surrender and humility. Rakshish yatiti vishvaso. Vishvas, to have complete faith and conviction and belief that my raksha, that Krishna is my raki, that Bhagavan is my protector. Rake Krishna mareke, mare Krishna rakike. If Krishna wants to kill me, no one can protect me. If Krishna wants to protect me, no one can kill me. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti panashiti. Krishna tells in Gita that my devotee never perishes. The acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master, Goptitre Varanam Tata. He's my Gopta. He's my maintainer. God maintains me. He maintains everyone. Full self-surrender, Atmanikshepa. And Karpanye. Karpanye means humility. So these are some thoughts about surrender. And of course, the highest form of surrender, Shrestam Sharanam, is to place our everything at the feet of the Lord. That's ultimate surrender. The conviction, the belief, unshakable faith that one shall place at Lord Krishna's lotus feet one's very self, one's body, that means his atma, his body, mind, everything one possesses. This is called the highest stage of surrender to Lord Krishna. This is very nice teachings by Lord Shiva, who is one of our Vaishnava Mahajans. Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. And he's instructing Narada Muni about three stages of surrender and how the surrendered soul, the Sharanagata Vaishnava, he sees three shelters in this world: the shelter of God, the shelter of devotee, Guru Pada Ashraya. Ashraya means shelter. To take shelter, lotus feet of Guru or lotus feet of Vaishnava, Bhakta Ashraya. Bhakta Ashraya, Vaishnava Ashraya, to take shelter of the devotees, and Bhagavan Ashraya, to take shelter of God. So what does that mean? That means to always remember the Lord and chant His name and try to serve Him. Sigriyaj Dharana Ki Jaya.